back in order for more education.
What kind of radio is it then?
A 2-meter radio is something you don't need a license for, let alone anything else for that matter.
Oh, you don't need a license to talk on VHF or UHF amateur radio bands, right?
Well, let's hear it. Yeah, you do need a license to talk on a marine radio. Yes, you do. And you also have to be insured on top of that. Now, let's hear it. The only license you have is to talk on a ham radio, period. That does not include 2-meter. It does not include AM or 11 or anything else for that matter. Now, does it?
Well, yes, it is.
Well, no, it doesn't. And so you're just a free loudmouth who thinks he knows it all.
If it's not ham or amateur radio.
Well, I'll put it this way. You don't need a license to talk on AM, and you also don't need a license to talk on 2-meter. So now you tell me.
Well, you have to take the FCC.
Did you hear what this guy just said?
No license. The 2-meter and the 70-centimeter.
Kool-Aid, I surely hope you're not becoming one of his cronies.
Just like Dago Daddy failed 3 times and finally got it last year. Now, certainly you know Dago Danny has an amateur radio license, don't you?
This guy just said you don't need any license to talk on 2 meters.
Started talking about his wife and then started running his mouth about shit he don't even know about. Shame on it.
Go ahead.
Mikey, who in the hell are you talking to? Because all I hear is a muffled up fucking little signal out there in infinity, man. I mean, it's right at the ground noise.
Well, that's that chump fucking bandit there with the invisible ink on the famous FCC paper.
Well, I'm about to get into this now. So he's a little butt buddies with that other guy that fixed my or built my first computer, took one of my fucking tube amps for it, and then turned around and fucked me in the goddamn long run because he would never come fix it. And he's the other little fuck that said your name was on a paper, which is totally, I don't know anybody else out here that's got any common sense, but that's totally fucked up, because FCC would never put your name on a paper for fear of retaliation, because that makes them responsible. What a dumb motherfucker.
Thanks for that, but I hear you.
Really? Put yourself in that category.
Well, we know that.
Well, we know that you have your name, so you must include yourself on that. You know, opinions vary.
My intelligence, and I don't like that. I'm not a rich...
Aw, too bad. Opinions vary.
...common sense, and you ain't gonna get over me very often.
This guy just keyed up and said you don't need a license to talk on 2 meters. Was I the only one who heard this?
No, we all heard it. I was trying to ask him what kind of a license do you need, because they made me get one.
Like I said, opinions vary.
Not an opinion. See? And you're lame, man. You're very...
Shut up. Listen to your shit.
Yeah, what about that there, Mike? You say
face and tell me that there was a paper with your name.
You and all your goddamn cronies. What a shame.
The whole goddamn topic of the conversation out here, which is a friend of mine. And you know that very well, Mikey. I have not too much against Dago Danny. He fucked me no harder than most people out here. But that jackass out there needs to get a life, buddy.
Well, go talk to Dago Dan and say, Dago Dan, you don't need a license to talk on the 2-meter band, and even Dago Danny will straighten you right out there, lamer. So I want you to come back, and as a matter of fact, the next time I hear Dago Dan, I'm going to have him contact you so that you can feel more lame than you already know you are.
Well, what's his handle?
Florida Bandit.
I love this guy, man. You know, I've been going easy on him just because he's been reasonable. But that was funny the other night. You know, he got out here and he was screaming and yelling, "Breaker, breaker, I have a 1054. Okay. Yeah, somebody needs to make a 57 on this 63 over here. It's immediate 95. And, what do you mean, Bandit? You say this in plain English. I've got a 54. You know, a 54, man, a 1054. I need you to make a 56. huh?
Well, let me tell you what kind of guy this fella is right here. I don't know this about him, but this will make you understand. It wouldn't be impossible for him to do this. This would be the guy that would show up at a wreck, and he had like one of those great big Fords the cops use that they sold at the auction, and he's got the two yellow lights on top and about three antennas on it. And he's going to show up to help.